The Bible's Viewpoint, Pornography. Does the Bible condemn pornography? Everyone that keeps on looking at a woman so as to have a passion for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Matthew 5:28. Why it matters. Today, pornography is more popular and accessible than ever before. If you wish to please God and live a happier life, you should know how God feels about pornography. What the Bible says. The Bible does not mention pornography specifically. Still, the use of pornography is in direct conflict with many Bible principles. For instance, the Bible pointedly states that when a married man keeps on looking at a woman to whom he is not married, nurturing a desire to have sex with her, it can lead to adultery. The principle behind this Bible statement would apply to anyone, married or single, who keeps on looking at pornographic images with the desire to engage in sexual immorality. Such behavior is clearly offensive to God. Is pornography wrong even when it does not lead to sexually immoral acts? Deaden, therefore, your body members as respects fornication, uncleanness, sexual appetite, hurtful desire, and covetousness. Colossians 3:5. What people say. Some researchers doubt that there is a significant link between pornography and real acts of sexually offensive behavior. Yet, is the use of pornography in itself immoral? What the Bible says. The Bible describes obscene jesting as unacceptable and immoral. How could pornography be any less objectionable? Today's pornography often includes the visual recording of real acts of adultery, homosexuality, and other forms of fornication. Surely the lascivious viewing of such sexually immoral acts is significantly more offensive to God than obscene speech. Researchers continue to debate the likelihood of people acting out fantasies fueled by pornography. But the Bible clearly supports the notion that the use of pornography is in itself spiritually destructive and highly offensive to God. The Bible gives this admonition: deaden, therefore, your body members as respects fornication and sexual appetite. Colossians 3:5. Users of pornography do exactly the opposite. Rather than deadening such desires, they nurture and inflame them. What can help you to avoid the use of pornography? Search for what is good and not what is bad. Hate what is bad and love what is good. Amos 5:14 and 15. What the Bible says. The Bible speaks of sexually promiscuous people, drunkards, and thieves who were able to quit their destructive behavior. How? By applying the wisdom found in God's Word, they learned to hate what is bad. It is possible to learn to hate pornography by giving careful thought to the terrible consequences of this harmful vice. A recent study published by Utah State University revealed that some pornography users experience depression, social isolation, damaged relationships, and other sad consequences. What is more, because, as explained earlier, the viewing of pornography is offensive to God, it does something far more harmful. It alienates humans from their Creator. The Bible can help us learn to love what is good. The more we read the Bible, the deeper our love for its moral standards will grow. That love will help us to take a firm stand against pornography and to feel the way the psalmist did, who wrote, as recorded at Psalm 101:3, "I shall not set in front of my eyes any good-for-nothing thing." End of article.